Tomorrow, Bishop Vasquez will be doing the entire Palm Sunday service from St. Mary's Cathedral at 10:30, and he'll be doing a number of services. So I'm going to suggest that you go on the Diocese of Austin website and see how you can follow the bishop for the services he's going to be doing. So we all know that things around us are bad and they're getting worse. So why have hope? Today's readings and all the readings in Holy Week are the foundation for our hope. Listen to the words in the Mass for the dead from the preface. When you go to a funeral Mass, you'll hear these words. Indeed, for your faithful Lord, life is changed, not ended. And when this earthly dwelling turns to dust, an eternal dwelling is made ready for them in heaven. Do you believe this? This is our faith. The Word of God has particular importance to us this week, and this is where we draw that hope from. And the Word of God this week is our homework this week. Pay attention. Read the scriptures of the services this week. Please don't waste Holy Week, because you'll be wasting an opportunity to strengthen your hope. Isaiah said in that first reading, morning after morning he opens my ear that I may hear, and I have not rebelled, have not turned back. We're all sharing difficult times, unlike anything else we've experienced in our entire lives. Now is the time for Catholic Christians, with understandable fear and anxiety, to listen to the Word of God and trust in that Word. Do not let fear overcome you. Isaiah also said, the Lord God is my help, therefore I am not disgraced. I have set my face like flint, knowing that I shall not be put to shame. Strengthen one another with that hope. The world depends upon our faith and our hope. I will pray for you, as I promised, and I need your prayers. We all need the words of this Holy Week and Easter. Strengthen one another and take your fears to the Lord, as we will all do now. And even though we cannot be together, please pray with us, knowing that God will not abandon us.